The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey guys, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And we're your concert BFFs. So what are you waiting for?
Grab your front row ticket and
let's talk tour. Hey Sammy.
Hey Pat.
We are back.
And back and better than ever.
Yes, welcome to episode 2 of Let's Talk Tour. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our first episode.
We hope you enjoyed it. It was so fun to make, so I'm glad we're back.
Exactly. And with last week's episode, we tackled a lot of pros and cons. We did a lot of back and forth with our pros and cons. But as you may or may not know, Sammy and I, we have had our fair shares of concerts.
Many.
Sammy, how many concerts do you think you've been to? Do you keep track still?
I don't even keep track anymore. I stopped keeping track last year, for real. I used to have notes and stuff of how many shows. I literally can't keep track anymore.
Okay, if you had to guesstimate.
Over 200.
Oh, yeah. I think that's being generous.
Yeah, honestly.
200 since pandemic.
Yeah, 200 since pandemic, literally.
honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm pushing 300, if you're counting
Yeah, because even before the pandemic, you went to so many.
Yeah, guys, I was in my concert era.
Yeah.
And we still are, but with all of the concerts that we've been to, we wanted to dedicate a whole episode talking about the best of the best, honoring the
best experiences we've had and giving the amazing shows that we've been to their flowers.
Exactly. We wanted to talk about the best and the best and only the best, and hopefully give you guys some recommendations on
people you should see.
Exactly. We're going to be giving the flowers.
Absolutely.
It's almost like our Let's Talk Tour award show.
Yeah, it's like the Grammys, but for concerts.
Exactly. Wait, that should really be a thing. Award shows for concerts, best production.
Yeah, best production.
Oh my gosh, guys, this podcast episode should actually be turned into a real credible
award show. Come back next year for 2025 annual Grammys for concerts.
Our idea, we should be paid for this if someone actually.
I agree 100%.
Exactly. All right. So let's just dive into our first category, which is best crowd experience. So for every category, we're going to take turns going back and forth saying our answers. So Sammy, what has been your best crowd experience?
Now, crowd experiences, I feel are hit or miss for me. If a crowd experience is not good, I will enjoy the concert less, I feel because, it depends on the crowd. Sometimes they're, always arguing or there's, just pushing or whatever.
Drama.
But for best crowd experiences, honestly, the best crowd experiences I've ever had were when I saw... Every time I've seen Wallows, actually, the fans have been pretty chill and really fun. Wallows shows have so much energy. Everyone there is just lit for their music, and their music is very, upbeat and, there's mosh pits and everyone's just jumping and having a great time. Everyone knows the word to every single song. Mm-hmm. Every time I've seen Wallows, I think that the crowds have been just chill and they've been nice. Everyone cares for each other and everyone's just having a good time and jumping. I don't think I stopped jumping once when they actually hit the stage. They're just so good, such good performance, and the crowd especially adds to it and making it a really good crowd experience. And then another crowd experience that I think might be my best, I literally can't pick between the two because this concert was so iconic and I talked about it in the last episode, but Sabrina Carpenter for the second leg of the Emails I Can't Send tour, just because of the experience I had with getting to talk to her and telling a story, the crowd giving me all the energy back when I was telling my story was just so good. And everyone was so nice at that concert too. Everyone was so nice.
That's so good. Wait, so for Wallow, since it's a pretty chill fan base, how is lining up for concerts and stuff?
Well, there's obviously drama, but it depends on the city you go to, because Wallows fans don't really line up. I remember in Toronto when they came, we got there at 8 and we were third in line.
In 8 in the morning?
Eight in the morning, yes. Oh, okay. The day of the show, which sounds crazy to people who don't go to concerts.
Yeah, but for us, I'm
that's
if it's the morning of, if the sun
exactly, the sun is risen and we don't have to sleep there, it's a good time to go.
Right.
And there was a little bit of drama when I saw them in Chicago, but because there's people that were camping out. But that happens to any...
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
If you camp for any concert, there's going to be drama.
Exactly. That's cool.
How about you? What's your favorite crowd experience?
Okay. Best crowd experience, I have to give it to P1 Harmony. I talked about them in the last episode, but they are my favorite K-pop group of all time. I've seen them multiple times on the two tours that they've done, but last year I went to one of their shows in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is a crazy, crazy random place to have a concert. But it was just so cool because since it was a random place, a lot of the people were just like me and my friend where we traveled to go to the show. And everyone was just really respectful with like the number system, which for context, when you line up for a concert, usually there's someone who's at the front of the line and they're kind of like the line leader where they do a fan-made number system and kind of write a number down on your hand or on the notes app. And so you can take shifts like going to the bathroom or getting changed and you don't lose your spot.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have that misconception where it's like, oh, if you're camping, you can't
stay there 24/7.
Yeah. No, guys. you're basically taking shifts. As long as you don't get a number and you leave for 20 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like shifts. So there was a really good system going on and it was so nice. Everyone was so sweet. And just like you were saying about Wallows with P1 Harmony, it was just the vibe. Like when everyone around you is there and is just matching the same energy as you, like everyone was there because we are diehard P1 Harmony fans and we're there to support the boys. And it was so cool. Like the crowd was really matching the group's energy. And even P1 Harmony, like on stage, well, every group, they feed off of the crowd's energy, you know? So yeah, just like seeing everyone jumping and stuff really got them amped up. And it was cool to experience. So I would say that's definitely one of my, if not best, crowd experience.
Do you guys have like, with P1 Harmony, do you guys have like specific spots where like specific like members stand most of the time? Because like for Wallows, for example, like there's Dylan side, mm-hmm. Braden side, and Cole. And
yeah.
He's in the middle.
Because they're like a band. Right?
And everyone like whoever your favorite is, you lean towards that side of the band.
I've heard that too with like 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
Like, because you know when... Well, to be honest, since P1 Harmony, a lot of K-pop groups, they have like choreography and stuff, so they do move around. So I wouldn't say, I know a lot of people track, oh, this member usually stays on this left side and stuff, but it kind of varies, so I don't really have a certain preference. All right, our next category is best production. So Sammy, who do you believe has the best production that you've seen?
This is so hard because I've been to so many shows with such good production. Usually, at the end of the day, usually it's the girls, the pop girls that mm-hmm. have the best production.
Yep.
Like choreo, lights, everything. Or like K-pop groups also as well. When I went to see Blackpink, production was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. But honestly, for me, like best production would have been Beyonce when I saw her at the Renaissance tour. I went to both of the nights in Toronto. I was genuinely, like, I've seen videos and stuff from the show, obviously, right. I didn't go into it blind, but that show, I was, like, gagged the whole time. My mouth was, like, my mouth was just dropped the whole time. I couldn't even, like, comprehend how much time and effort went into, like, every single detail into the stage, and, like, there was dancers flying on huge, like, things, and it was just crazy. There was so much going on, but it was just so good. And she came on in like a tank. It was crazy. But like, you would expect that from Beyonce.
Of course.
You would expect her to have the best production because she's Beyonce and mm-hmm. she's the queen. Another artist who has really good production every time that like no one really talks about is Melanie Martinez.
Oh.
I saw Melanie Martinez on her K-12 tour and her Portals tour. And each time the production was insane. Like, she does small venues, but she literally brought out, like, a whole, like, so many sets, a huge cake, and she, like, sat in the middle of the cake,
Whoa.
Her strawberry shortcake. It was crazy. Every time that I've seen Melanie, she has, like, crazy production as well. And I'm so excited because she's going on an arena tour this year, and it's going to be insane, I feel like.
That's so cool that, like, from the beginning, even when she was playing smaller venues, the production value was as if she was playing arenas. Because I know a lot of the times, you know, obviously budget and most of really good productions are in arenas and stadiums. But, like, props to Melanie for, you know, having good productions even in the small venues. For me, best production, another K-pop group is TXT. They are also my other favorite K-pop group. And I went to their tour last year in New York. And it was so crazy. It was in an arena. And I don't know. It like It was just so insane. And the fact that it was a 3 hour long concert and they were
3 hours? Yeah, I didn't know that their show was that long.
3 hours long, and genuinely they did not take a lot of breaks. Like, yes, there was the like VCR breaks where they're changing and stuff, but it wouldn't be longer than like 5 minutes and they would be in a new outfit and going back to back to back bangers, full choreography. And I'm like, how? Like, how? Me running to the barricade already exhausted me for like...
Literally, 3 hour shows are insane. Like, Beyonce was also like three yeah. hours. Like, I don't know how they do it.
I know, exactly. Even when it's like a one man show, yeah. like that's so crazy. But yeah, definitely the production there was insane. The visuals, and also TXT's tour had a B stage. So like there was the main stage and then a little catwalk going into the second stage. And at the show that I'm referring to, I was barricade at the B stage. And it was so cool, like seeing how they utilize both stages. I think it's so cool when artists have multiple stages because it,
I love it.
It gives opportunity for them to, for fans in all aspects of the venue to, you know, get a cool view.
Exactly.
I love when artists have a good B stage.
I need to go see more K-pop groups because I've only been to Blackpink and I want to see more K-pop groups.
You were at the B stage for Blackpink too, right? Like the
I was
stage?
Like at the end of the catwalk.
Yeah. yeah. That's so cool. See, I love an artist that can utilize a stage.
I know. Like, I love when stages are huge and big because it just...
And they fill it up and they use it up.
Yeah, and you can like... It's just so much better.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So our next category is best venue because we've both been to so many different venues around literally United States and Canada.
Let's break it down and have subcategories. So let's do favorite small venue and then we'll go into our favorite larger venue because I know we have the same favorite small venue in Toronto. Okay, we'll say it at the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Danforth. Yes! Guys, if you've never been to a show at the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto, you have to go.
I love that venue. First of all, it's so it's in a good area because like if you're lining up, there's food everywhere. There's
I love the Danforth
stores. I remember like one time I was lining up there. We all went to like the record store just nearby, just like kill time. Mm-hmm. There's like that like cute sign that says like now playing, perfect for pictures or like tonight. And like the way that they let people in if you're like lining up is like so organized. Like they don't rush everyone to the doors. You can just walk in and like walk straight to the stage and it's perfect.
I love Danforth. And I love the rustic feel to it because I know they used to have like actual seats built into the floor and then they rip them out. And that's why the venue is so cool because now that it's a GA floor, it has an incline. So like we were talking about last week, when you're at the back of Danforth, you're like so high and it's so...
You can see everything.
It's such a good view. I love that venue so bad.
Also, the staff are so nice. Like in 2022, when I went to a lot of concerts there, last year in 2023, not as many of my favorite artists went there, but in 2022, all of my favorite artists went there. They were so sick of me. I know like the whole staff was like, you're here again, you're back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm back. They were so nice though. Like I love the staff there.
I don't think I've been to that venue since we saw Rule together at Danforth and we were barricade.
Yeah, that was
love the barricade at Danforth
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the barricade's so close to the stage as well. Sometimes the venue barricades are like so far away from the stage that you it's like okay. But like the Danforth barricade is also a
it's
small
perfect,
stage
yeah.
too. It's like low. So it's like the artist is like right in front
it's
of
it. It's a perfect venue. We love you, Danforth.
We do. What's your favorite like arena though?
My favorite arena, it's not in Toronto. It's actually in Queens, New York, I believe. And it is called UBS Arena. I think they went through renovations in recent years because I went last year for TXT and that place was so sleek. And one thing I love about a venue is if it has a lot of space kind of like surrounding the area where like fans can, you know, chill and like have like do events and hand out goodies and stuff. Like I love when it just has a lot of space, whereas some venues are just placed in the middle of town.
I know, it's like there's nothing like you can't like hang out.
Yeah, exactly. You can't loiter. But I love UBS Arena. It's such a cute area and the actual arena too is so cool and very easy to navigate. And also it's one of those arenas where you feel like wherever you are in the venue, it's like you're close, kind of. It gets so weird. I haven't been in the nosebleeds, but I was in the like lower bowl and I don't know, it was just such a like a perfect view. So yeah, I'll give it.
I want to go to that venue.
It's such a cute venue. I want to go to Madison Square Garden, which you've been to.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll go together one day.
Yeah, we should.
But what's your favorite arena?
My favorite arena would probably be United Center in Chicago. Because I think it's, like, the biggest arena in North America.
I'm pretty sure.
It's huge. I camped there for Billie Eilish, and the way that they let people in was pretty organized. They gave us wristbands at, like, 9 in the morning so that we could leave and, like, go get ready and then come back at a certain time so that we'd be able to, like, go back in. And they made sure that we were in number order as well. And it they let us in pretty smoothly, and I liked my experience there. It was pretty good. And it's also in a, like, an open space. The only issue with it is that there's no, like, food or things around, but, like, it's in such a big open space that it's, like, easy to walk around and, like, hang out with your friends and, like, loiter a little bit.
That's so cool. I want to go. I love Chicago.
I know. I love Chicago.
Our next category is best VIP experience. Oh my gosh.
I love VIP packages.
Let's get into it, because honestly, with K-pop concerts, VIP experiences are very different. You're not going to see, you know, one-on-one photo ops, and I would say it's not as intimate opportunities as Western artists. They have their differences, but I would say for myself, my favorite VIP experience is Khalid, specifically at his Roxy tour, which was back in 2018. That's how you know it's good, because it was almost 6 years ago, and it's still my favorite VIP experience and story to date. So a lot of artists usually sell hundreds of VIPs, therefore making each individual photo up seconds long, which, you know, you get what you get. But Khalid, for that tour specifically, he only sold about 30 per show so that each individual party could have, like, their moment, like, have minutes and not feel rushed. And it was so cool because I went in and I went to the show by myself, and I went in and he actually recognized me from Twitter, because he would interact with me on Twitter. I would post Khalid content, and I walked up and he was like, "Oh, you're Pat from Twitter, right?" And I'm like, "What?"
What?
It was That's so crazy. We've never met IRL before. I didn't even introduce myself like that. That's and he's like, "Oh, I think I recognize you."
I wish I went to that tour.
He is literally my father.
No, he's so, so nice.
He's everything. He's so sweet. And then our whole meeting group was like 4 minutes. I felt like, I think I rushed myself. I was like, "All right, let's take the picture," because I thought I was taking up too much time. And they're like, "No, keep going."
Like, I love when artists only sell, like, a specific amount of meet and greets so that everyone gets to talk to them for, like, a long time.
Because
it's so much more intimate.
Exactly. And it doesn't feel as, like, robotic, where you're just like, picture and go.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say what I had to say, and it was just everything. So, yeah, definitely love you, Khalid. Cannot wait for your comeback.
Did you get, like, merch and stuff with the package too?
Yeah, I can't remember how much it was, but you got merch with it too, and in the lanyard, and we had, like, a backstage tour too. It was so
crazy. Backstage tour,
I know.
They don't do that stuff anymore.
I know, this was pre-pandemic, so definitely times have changed, but we had it so good back then. I think the package was, honestly, it definitely was not as overpriced as what some tours are charging these days.
VIP packages now are so expensive.
I know, we can get into that in another episode. But Sammy, what's your favorite VIP experience? I think I already know, but go ahead.
My favorite VIP experience is Billie Eilish. When I met her in 2019, it was honestly one of the best days of my life, and I say that a lot, but honestly, like, that was one of the best days of my life, because I've been a Billie fan since, like, the very beginning, and I wasn't able to go to any of her, like, other tours before this one, and, like, I got meet and greet, and it was really similar to Khalid's. There was only, like, 30 of us. The meet and greet was, like, pretty long. I talked to her for, like, 2.5 minutes. Like, they were recording it for, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I have the recording for, like, a minute and a half, but I remember after, like, we were still talking, because Billie's so, like, good with her fans and loves to talk to them. And then, since there was a small group of people, it wasn't rushed at all. And, like, her mom was the one who was running it, so she didn't want to rush anyone. So it was, like, so intimate, and it was not expensive at all. Like, it was, like, a good price for, like, what you got. And I remember we got merch, and I got Barricade, and it was just, like, a really smooth and good experience. And I love that, and I really love Billie, so that's my mom.
I remember when those tickets went on sale, VIP was so hard to get, because, like we said, they sold a limited amount, and so I was, like, sad that I couldn't get it. But at the same time, if you do end up being the lucky 30 that get it, it's such a good experience. So low-key, I'd rather have that, to be honest.
Yeah,
because sometimes when artists just have, like, sell hundreds, and you only have time to say hi, get a picture, and walk away,
it's not as worth it as it would
I be. Also feel like, obviously I'm not an artist, but I feel like from the artist side, I think they prefer that more, that they can actually have a conversation, you know?
And talk to their fans.
So shout out Billie Eilish and Khalid.
The queens, they have a song together, literally.
Yes. Isn't it lovely? Hallelujah. Anyways, thank God that this isn't a singing podcast.
Yeah, thank God.
Which brings us to our last category of our Let's Talk Tour Awards, which is Best Performance / Stage Presence. Sammy, give us your answer.
So my answer is probably Billie Eilish, because you've been to Billie shows.
You know the, I know.
You know that she can carry a crowd. She doesn't like dance or anything, but the way she loves doing shows, and you can tell. She's just always jumping, making sure that the crowd has a lot of energy. Her stage presence... She's just one person on stage, but she has huge stages, and she can carry the whole stage just by jumping and having energy and like going crazy. And every time I go to a Billie show, it's like, even though it's like the same set list, it's like a different experience every time because of her stage presence.
That's what I love. It's like, it's not robotic.
I love that. Like, there's not like
same script
and everything. She changes it up every show.
Yeah, because you've been to multiple Billie shows, and it's like, I know that feeling. It's like when you go to multiple shows and. When people are like, isn't that the same show?
Yeah.
But it's cool that she makes it different for every crowd.
Billie and like Ariana, they're like my two main people. And Ariana also has an amazing stage presence. Mm-hmm. I remember when she went on tour last, like she knew so many people from the crowd because she's very active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she would like, there are specific moments where like fans would sing and she would like laugh and she like is very engaging with the audience yet. But she still puts on a great show with choreo and production and stuff. But she can still like carry the stage and interact with the audience, which I love.
Oh, that's so cool.
What about you? What's your favorite performance and stage presence?
I keep clowning you for saying all your answers are Billie Eilish, but I'm giving best performance / stage presence to P1 Harmony. Yes! Guys, I'm serious about P1 Harmony. I've seen them almost like over 20 times. And they just, it never gets old for me. It genuinely never gets old. Maybe I'm biased because they're my favorite musical group artist ever. But the way that they, like you were saying about Billie and Ariana, just the way that they interact with the crowd, and they really just match the vibe of the crowd. I don't know, if they notice that fans are going super hard for one song, it just pumps up their energy. And you can tell that they definitely depend on, you know, whether or not
the crowd's energy. Yes. I love that. I love when artists, like, depending on the crowd's energy, that's how they put on their performance.
Exactly, because that's what they deserve. If they're putting on a good show, we have to give them the good energy back. So it's so cool to see. And like, not to be cheesy, but it's really nice when you're watching an artist on stage at a concert and you can just tell that they enjoy what they're doing. You know, they're not just there for the paycheck, and that maybe some days they're more tired than others, but just going to, personally for me, going to multiple P1 Harmony shows, knowing that, you know, maybe in one show they're like really tired and sleep deprived, but they still put on that same energy, that same like just insane stage presence. Like, it's really admirable. Like, it's nice to see people actually enjoying what they do.
I love that. I need to see P1 Harmony. That's my goal. That's the next K-pop group I'm gonna
see. I know. Like, I'm taking you to that P1 Harmony concert because you just have to see it. They're everything. So that's all the categories we have for our Let's Talk Tour Awards. Honestly, I'm feeling happy. Like, it's so fun to reminisce.
Me too. I love reminiscing.
One thing about us is we will reminisce.
Absolutely.
I could just sit here and talk about it for hours, because I feel like it doesn't hit you unless you just sit and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And like reminiscing on your like good experiences that you've had.
Exactly.
It's just like, just memories, and you're excited to like see that artist again.
Exactly. I always talk about it with my friends, but I feel like reminiscing is a part of like getting your money's worth.
It is.
I will not shut up about a concert I went to 2 years ago because I'm getting my money's worth.
Exactly.
It's like adding to the serotonin. You guys get it.
And with that, we have come to the end of episode 2.
No, already?
I went by 10 more categories.
I know, it went by so quick. But we will be back next week with even more crazy experiences to share, of course. All right, guys, stay tuned. And until next time, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And this has been Let's Talk Tour.